Are you ready for the Low Blows Network? It's the show where you control what's on the agenda. Ask us anything and we're proud bound to answer. Starring Rick Nash, Corporate King, and the Queen of Irish Wrestling, Lady Hardy. It's Ask Low Blows.
I actually completely forgot it was my show. I was waiting for you to do the intro. This is a unique edition of Ask Low Blows because we might actually not have any questions. You gave all the questions.
It's really good questions.
Fantastic batch of questions. But it's very late and we're doing a draft. This is the Ask Low Blows draft edition. Of course, I'm Corbett Keane, joined by Rick Nash, the Fight Factory GM, the NLW ring announcer, former wrestler, commentator, and done it all. Okay, so we got.
It's like, why is he building me up so much?
So the dock wasn't open, so I don't actually know what to say. Yes, there's a draft. We'll just jump into the rules.
Look, so the backstory of this is Keith Hanley, bit of Street GNM on Twitter. Got on a couple of weeks ago and asked us if we'd be interested in doing a draft on the same week as SmackDown do their draft. And yeah, so we're gonna do a draft tonight. And yeah, you if you want to explain the rules,
it's like fancy football. So yeah, I should probably mention that. Yeah, it's kind of like fancy football. You know how that works. If you basically we draft. I'll get into rules in a sec. We draft wrestlers, and how well they do in real life reflects how well we do in this kind of competition.
Yeah.
So, all right, rule number one. I'm going to do it in Japanese. Count in Japanese, right? I forget what one is in Japanese.
Itch is one in Japanese.
No, it was itchy. Thanks for reminding me. Yeah, but we're going to revert back to English. I'm going to abandon that now. each person picks two men from WWE, two men from AEW, one woman from WWE, one woman from AEW. I don't know if Keith is sexist or, you know, if that's... No, I assume it's because there's significantly less with AEW. I didn't notice this until I was looking at it earlier. Their division is...
There's like five or six.
This is quite thin, you know what I mean? But one tag team from WWE, one tag team from AEW. There will be a draft... Sorry, I'm really tired, so sorry if I butcher this. There'll be a draft for each person to pick wrestlers. I'm not even going to read out the numbers anymore. Draft will be in snake order, and I like this one, right? So if you don't know what snake order is, instead of it going, say, Ricky and Katie, Ricky and Katie, Ricky and Katie, it'd be Ricky and Katie, Katie, Key and Rick, Ricky and Katie. So it kind of goes like back and forth as opposed to in a circle, if that makes
sense. Keep it balanced.
It does work out well. Draft order will be decided by myself via online wheel. Did this...
Oh, wait, I don't know if that happened. I forgot to talk to Keith.
So that we're probably rule that out.
I've got a way to figure out the draft order.
Yeah, because we have to do it now. So
we'll get to that.
We'll rule that one out.
I've got a way to figure it out.
Tag teams, tag teams are an interesting one. So tag teams will be considered established tag teams at the time of the draft. If tag team splits, you can keep them, but will only get points for one of the competitors. And I think it's whichever one does better by default. That's the points that count. If you wish to sub a wrestler or a tag team, it'll be done by DM on Twitter to Keith before the beginning of the show that they're on. I don't know. So I don't know if there's a limit on transfers.
We can't keep the same. We can't do the same wrestlers. I reckon we talk it out on the air. If you can put in a claim for a wrestler on the air week by week, because we're going to be keeping score on this.
Should we do like a fan? You know the way in the Premier League fancy football where it's like if you make any more than like one transfer or two transfers, you lose points. We could do that.
Yeah,
it's an interesting
that's a good
one.
Way. Yeah.
No, yeah.
We'll figure this out as we go.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, exactly. We'll figure it out as we go along. I scroll down by an accident. There we are. Number 7. Draft will be this week on one of the shows and run until WrestleMania or until you lose interest. I don't think we're going to lose interest.
No.
I think this is going to be good. This is going to be solid.
It's competitive.
I don't think you understand how much time and effort. Well, not Katie, because
I'm doing mine right now.
Yeah, she's doing it right now. Bad move. I literally spent hours today. I'd say 2 hours figuring out, like, not only my picks, but, like, my reserve picks in case my picks get picked.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm in on this. Rick's the same.
I did a whole bus journey in.
Yeah. Because we're both kind of into drafts and that sort of shit. It's really interesting. I love it. 8, if one member of a tag team wrestles as a singles, they get the points. But if both wrestle singles matches and only one counts, and that's what I said earlier, the one with the most points are the ones that count. So this is an interesting one, right? And I'll try not to fuck up this. This is the important part. How the points are kind of decided. So when a wrestler has a match on TV, that's 5 points. Just for being there, just for playing the game, 5 points. If they have a match on pay-per-view or a takeover, that's 10 points. Mm-hmm. If they win the match that they're in, that's 5 points again on top of that. If they win a title match, so, that's like self-explanatory. They win a title match, 20 points. If they lose, I don't know if this means lose in a title match or lose the title.
I think...
It just says title loss.
Oh, no, I'd say they lose the title.
Really, though? Because if you fuck up...
A title win... Right, because then he separates title retention. So, title win, title loss, title retention.
Okay, so I'd say it's
losing the belt.
Title retention is at 10 points, right? So,
minus 10
you points. Might have a wrestler, and fuck it, I'll name him, Brock Lesnar, I'm just going to throw him out there, and he might not be on TV every week, so you might not be getting those 5 points every week, but he could retain his title at the pay-per-view at the end of the month, and there's more points than you would have got otherwise.
Yeah.
So, it's a really interesting one. You know what I mean? There's a lot of strategy here. A Royal Rumble win is 50 points, and that's something I didn't even think about. That's a lot of points. Mm. But are you going to gamble on one match to get all those points?
This is it.
WrestleMania weekend, that's the final weekend. The points are doubled. So if it's close going into WrestleMania weekend, it could come down to that. You know what I mean? It's very, very interesting. Rick has apparently come up with a way of deciding the order. And I'm not comfortable with it at all because, Tony Kenny, you may have fucked me up accidentally. I love you. I love you to bits. But you may have fucked me up on this one.
Yeah, because, ladies and gentlemen, there's only one way we can settle this, and that's with another game of...
Queen versus King.
So how's this gonna work? Queen versus King.
I don't know, Rick. It was your idea.
To figure out who gets the first pick in the draft. But I'm involved, so how does this matter? Okay, so the lucky number is 15. You have to consider that at all stages, right? You're going to play a game of Queen versus King. If both of you get over 15, I get last pick. All right?
Oh, fuck's sake.
If one of you gets over 15 and wins, you get first pick.
So you don't have to think of any Hall of Famers.
Yes, the only way I... No, well, 15 is a fair number, I think.
There's one way we could do it with all three of us having to name Hall of Famers.
Go on.
And that's the quickfire name round.
That's what I was thinking.
I say one, he says one, you say one, and the first person who can't think of one is knocked out.
Okay, I like that.
We play this in the car all the time.
Okay, I like that. So Tony Kenny, he got on him. Yeah, he asked.
Oh, I didn't study for this, man. I literally don't know any Hall of Famers. I don't follow the Hall of Fame. You know what I mean?
Do you want to read those questions or will I? Or?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I didn't read those. Queen versus Queen. Anyway, this week, a lot of old lads getting towards the end of their careers these days. Johnny Sexton, 35 years of age. Buffon, 42 years of age. Both examples of future Hall of Famers. In 30 seconds, list as many WWE Hall of Famers as possible. Don't forget about the Legacy Hall of Farmers. I don't know what Hall of Farmers are, nor do I know what a Legacy Hall of Farmer is. But Hall of Famers, he wants to name them. And I'm going to be very bad at this. Presumably we don't get 30 seconds between each pick.
Yeah, we just knock someone out and then the final two just keep naming ones until someone dies.
How do we...
If we knew this, I would have brought the two-word tango music.
Do you
have two-word tango? I might have it. Hold on.
I don't know what that is.
Two-word tango is... do you know the game we play at parties sometimes where it's like...
That stresses me out.
That's really good. Actually, that's one of my favourite kind of mini-games.
Oh, please, let me have it here. Oh, no, it's on the Dropbox. No!
I'm going to do it.
So, guys, if you don't know it, I'm going to sing...
For Rick's turn, I'm going to be like...
No, I'll do it and I'll include myself in it, all right? Because that'll make it harder on me because...
How are you going to name it if you're... singing?
Because the music stops.
Oh yeah,
that's when you have to say it. So you don't say it like while the music's playing. You say it when it stops, and the music gets quicker.
This is
going to
be interesting.
All right, manual two word tango.
But who goes first in the two word tango, though? Queen versus King.
I don't mind. Do either one of you want to go first?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. You want to go first? There we go.
No. Oh, that's a disadvantage.
No.
No. Just think of a Hall of Famer.
All right. You ready?
Yeah. Honky Tonk Man.
Tully Blanchard.
Hulk Hogan.
Sting.
Coco Beware.
Jake Snake Roberts.
Junkyard Dog.
Terry Funk.
The Four Horsemen.
Bret Hart.
Trish Stratus.
Lita.
Donald Trump.
Beth Phoenix.
Edge.
Shawn Michaels.
Bret Hart.
That's way too much time. You give it to me way too much time. That's it.
Okay, right. You can't repeat it, right? So I'm third.
Triple H.
Ole Anderson.
Billy
Gunn.
Cyndi Lauper.
Oh, I don't know. I'm gonna give it because we could go all night. Yeah. Corbin Keane, you've got first pick. You've got second pick. I've got third.
Oh, I don't even care about
this
game.
The thing is, I was actually gonna like after, if Katie got that, I was gonna be like, oh, fuck it, second pick. Sorry, actually.
Yeah, second pick. You're never fucked. But yeah, well, I don't think it's bad. All right, so now as well,
this is a tough one.
You can pick any, like you can pick whatever order. You know, like that's part of the game.
See, I think I'm changing my order last second. So yeah, what Rick means by that, by the way, is WWE men, WWE women. We can just whichever one we want. We'll call out first, you know what I mean?
So, if you call out AEW man, do we have to give our AEW man picks?
Any order you want.
Any order you want. You just need to fill it out by the end.
Okay.
So I need to do process of elimination here. I feel like...
Talk us through your strategy.
I think my AEW ones, I don't think are going to be taken. I think I can save them to last.
Right.
I think WWE man is, if you're smart in any way, you're going to take it. So even though it's not my absolute favourite pick, I feel like it's my most necessary one.
Right.
But if I pick my man, my woman's gone, for sure. But I feel like my man will get me more points.
Okay. Is he going to turn on Eric Rowan is the question.
But then also, are you going to pick Eric Rowan? You know what I mean? Like, are you going to sacrifice...
Do you think I wouldn't? I don't care about this game.
What?
Do you think I wouldn't pick things just to spite you?
Well, you could just be saying that to psych me out. And it's like, the thing is...
Yeah, you're totally going to get competitive with this.
Rowan is a decent pick, but I don't think you're going to pick him. Okay. I think you are just to fuck me over now. I think you are just like...
Okay, mate, she's got in your head. She's in your head.
See, there's no right answer for me here. I am
the fiend and you're a Seth Rollins right now. In your head.
In your head.
I'm going to push you to that dark place where you're going to turn your back on Rowan.
You're going to hit Katie in the face with a sledgehammer.
See, there's no winning here because I feel like if I don't pick Rowan, you're going to pick Rowan.
Are you still happy you got first pick?
What?
Still happy you got first pick?
Yeah, because I think this lad's going to get me shit ton of points and he's going to fist all of you. Because when does he ever lose?
Okay.
Really? You know what I mean?
I don't know who this lad is.
Do the music. Make him say it.
What?
No. Just to see if you panicked.
No. My picks are like on the table.
I'm not wearing my glasses. I can't see you right now.
Oh, imagine being blind. Hate that.
I should probably look at my phone.
We're not going to get the questions today.
No, we're not. We're not.
Ian, you have them written down. Just say it.
No, I don't have the order written down. So I've got like three. I'm trying to narrow it down. Fuck it. Roman Reigns.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Wait, you're next, yeah?
Right, so you're Katie, you're up.
Okay, so I'm going to go my WWE woman.
Okay.
I'm picking Charlotte.
Okay.
That's a solid one.
Like, she's mine.
The only thing I'd say about Charlotte is she's not necessarily on TV as much these days.
Charlotte was my alternate. Oh, by the way, once you said it, that's it. You're locked
but
in.
But she's already a champion, and I think they're going to go for the 16 reigns. So there's a good chance, yes, she might lose, but she might win again before WrestleMania.
She was one of my like standby picks. I'm not going
to
lie.
I'm gonna go out of left field for my first pick.
I swear to God, if you say
again,
what
you're thinking about, like, you're thinking about availability. You're thinking about, like,
I swear if you say
people
it.
Who are definitely going to get, like, people who are definitely going to get your points. I'm going to go with a tag team.
Fuck you.
For the
don't
first
do
one,
it.
I'm going to go for the Viking Raiders.
All right.
Now, the reason for this is they're on Raw every single week.
They have a tag title
match.
They
always win, and they've got a tag title match coming up. So they're going to win a belt
very
soon.
Just to cut across it, I suppose you can do trades and you can kind of sub them out later on, but I'm thinking as well, long term, big picture, WrestleMania. Like, I'm thinking of everything right now, you know what I mean?
I think at WrestleMania, that sounds like when they'll be in a big match. Like, after WrestleMania, I think they could be fucked, but I think for the next 6 months, it's going to be their division.
Isn't it mad how close WrestleMania is, though? I didn't even realize that. As I'm saying it to you, I'm like, yeah, I'm thinking long term. I'm not. WrestleMania is only, six months away.
6 months, yeah. Survivor Series is the start. So, my second pick. For this, I'm going someone who thinks going to be on TV. Someone who also, I'm looking at that Royal Rumble bonus, and I'm looking at someone, I'm thinking about the main event of WrestleMania, so I was torn between one or two here, and I'm going to go with the person that I think they're going for a big push with, and around Royal Rumble season, they're going to be, I was looking at Kofi here, because I'm like, Kofi could win the Rumble against Brock. He's a possibility. He wins.
I swear if you say it, I'm going to knock you clean out.
My second pick, I'm going for Kevin Owens.
Oh.
Because I think he's going to win the Rumble. But also, if he doesn't, he's going to win a lot on TV anyway. Kevin Owens. They're pushing him big.
Yeah, Kevin Owens is one of my backup plans. Yeah. He was in there. He's, you know, one of my, you know, four kind of backup plans.
Is it me again?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going for my WWE tag team. And again, a little bit out of left field.
Don't.
I'm going with the Kabuki Warriors.
Fuck it. That actually wasn't my pick, but that was literally my plan B.
Good show.
Yeah, because they've just become champions, but also the women's tag division is very thin.
Yeah.
So I have an established tag team. I think they'll be on TV a lot.
But what if, like, next week, Bayley and Sasha just win it? Because they don't have belts now.
Yeah, but I don't think that's going
to happen. It'd be funny. And it's introduced the Miz. I feel like that's going to play a big...
Yeah, I think they're just catching on now. They've got rid of Paige.
We forgot to mention this. Did anyone see their promo in Japanese on Raw?
No.
No?
It's fucking epic. Go out of your way to see it. I wish I brought it up. It's so good because they just do a full-on Japanese promo as if everyone understands them. Definitely. But they're putting inflections on. They're like... It's just like... I'm trying not to do this without sounding racist, but like... It was fucking good. It was so, I didn't want to be offensive. It was so fucking good. And it's getting them across. Americans hate foreigners now, especially more than ever in a Donald Trump world. So, like, that really got heat with the crowd. It worked really well. Keen.
Right. The Kabuki Warriors is a great pick. That was my second choice tag team. My fear was that you used to take my first. I get to pick two now, don't I?
Yep.
So, my fear was that you used to take my tag team because it's not only a team that I think are going to get me points, but a team I want to see get me points in my heart. Rowan and Harper.
Yeah. 100%.
And that's not even a bad pick. In 2019, that's not a bad pick. No. How good is it to be a wrestling fan right now?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, that counts as a legitimate pick.
So, yeah, I nearly went Rowan as my man. Like, over, like, Reigns and shit, you know what I mean? Like, but Rowan and Harper, I think they're going to do fucking bits the next 6 months. So now, I have a choice to make. I think I'm...
What categories are you thinking?
I'm thinking I'm safe with AEW women and I'm safe with AEW tag team.
Okay.
I think you've picked your WWE woman?
Yeah.
And you haven't. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, I haven't.
But I've one pick for my WWE woman. And if you pick her, there's two others that would get me a shit ton of points as well.
I'm the exact same.
So, really, I can leave that to last. That's not actually an issue for me. But my AEW man is. So I'm going to go with Pac.
I had him.
That's my pick.
That's a good pick. I had him. He was literally like not next, but the one after.
He was my number one in AEW.
He was my number four.
Oh, have you ordered it in like what you're gonna go with category wise?
Like on my ideal eight.
Mine. I don't have my order of when I'm gonna call them, but I have them like
Oh, I've thought about order. That's like one. That's the thing that wins and loses your drafts. Like thinking about order.
I should have done it.
Katie.
Okay, I'm gonna go for my AEW woman. I'm going to go with Hikaru Shida.
Ooh.
Because I think the Joshis are going to be a big part. She's on all their signage. She's the big person on their production trucks. And I think that she's going to end up in a lot of six-person tags and stuff as well if she doesn't end up going for the title. So that's my pick.
There's no bad picks, really. There's like an AEW women's thing. It's kind of like...
We don't know yet.
Yeah, we're all just kind of guessing. So it's like... I mean, I personally, like, I love Leva Bates to bits. I nearly picked her just because she's, like, one of my favourites. But I wouldn't, like, right now. Do you know what I mean? But besides her and, like, I don't know, like, Brandy. And even then, Brandy, you never know. Like, you just never know. I don't know.
Yeah.
She's going to get a big push at one stage. I just don't think yet.
Will it sustain the 6 months, though? That's, you know, I mean?
No, like, but like she, I think she might get a big push from month four into six, by which stage you've got no points, and yeah. then you start getting the points, but it might be too late. So I did think about Brandy, but I'm gonna also going to go for my AEW woman now, and I'm going to pick Rio, because she's just won a belt. She's just won a belt.
Yeah.
So she's not dropping that anytime soon, so she's going to get a lot of title retentions.
Now I don't, you see, now I don't know who to pick. It's not even that, like, there's no one to pick, but the best it's ones tough. Are probably gone, and I don't know who to pick out of the three I have left.
It's tough. I'm going to go for my AEW man next.
Okay.
I'm going to go MJF.
Fuck you! Fucking
I had him as well.
Oh, man!
And part of that is, like, I'm nervous about that because he's a heel. But, like,
he'll win.
Yeah, he'll win a lot, but also he'll lose big matches. And he'll get his comeuppance on the regular as well. So,
I want
to cheer him on. I want to have higher stakes like that you do when you have someone in fantasy.
That's awful. That's so awful. Because I know, I think he's going to do really well. And now this is the thing. See, like, now I can't enjoy it. Because I'm like, can I cheer MJF now? Because then Rick's going to win.
Yeah. There's more stakes now. This is awesome. I'm such a fan of this. Thank you so much.
But yeah, do you know why I love this, by the way? Thanks, Keith, a lot for this. Because now matches that would otherwise mean nothing on TV mean a lot to us.
Yeah,
you know that kind of way?
Yeah.
I'm going to actually, I'd love, my only issue now is,
like, what about if, like, your wrestler's wrestling Katie's wrestler? Do you know what I mean?
Actually, can we, I don't know. I mean, keep doing your picks, but can we just, like, write out what everyone has so far?
I have it.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Can you actually?
I've everyone's.
Okay.
Yeah, so don't worry. It's covered. And Katie.
Okay. My AEW man, I'm just going to go for Cody. Because
fair.
He is in the booking. He is booking himself in big matches a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know if he'll book himself a title reign, but I don't think he's going to book himself to lose either. And I think he's going to be on TV a lot.
I was nervous about the AEW lads, like the guys who run it, the Cody, the Young Bucks, and Kenny Omega, because I think they've got this kind of wankery thing where they're like Kenny Omega's on a losing streak. He hasn't won a 1-on-1 match. I think they've got this wankery thing where we're like, we're showing that we're in this for the good of the business. We're not gonna. So like, there's like the only that made me nervous about Cody if he's like, I'm just here to, you know, I've had my run, guys. I'm just here to put guys over. Like, after he gets his title match, I could totally see him going that wankery way.
You see, if you say that, but then if they were to, like, win the whole time, we'd be complaining as well. There's no winning for them, like.
It's not even that. It's that, like, if they did go that way, it'd be like, whatever. But, like, from a picking him standpoint, just gave me cold feet on him. You know what I mean?
No, I think.
Whereas I know they're going to push MJF to the fucking hill. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh, fuck.
You got two picks.
Fuck. Right. Well, my AEW woman I can save to last now because you two have both done yours.
Yeah. So that's good logic.
So I've got my tag team, my second AEW man, my second WWE man. Well, I haven't picked my WWE woman yet, have I?
No.
Have you?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So that's. Oh, but that's such a tough one. Like, oh man, this is really hard. So fuck. Yes. Right. Okay. Let me. Sorry if this podcast is a lot of M's and O's and A's.
Talk us through your what's
okay,
your
so let's see who I have
names.
To pick. My second WWE man, I don't think yous are going to pick. Yous might. Oh, I might actually pick him. That's not. Yeah. WWE woman, again, it's someone who. You see, I don't even know if I want to pick her now. Because I had her down, I'm like. I'm thinking winning. See, I don't agree. Ah!
I've put my glasses on as well now.
He's leaving his phone on the table.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not used to this.
Don't be sorry. Leave it there all you want, pal.
No. But then it's like, my WWE woman, it's kind of like, it's really, it's heart and head stuff. You know what I mean?
But so it's Becky.
Yes. I'll be honest with you. Fuck, I'm going to put my cards on the table. It is Becky. I can't elaborate. It's like, because I don't know if you have my other picks. Okay.
I can tell you for a fact that I have no plans of picking Becky.
Yeah, but you see, that means nothing because you'd be lying.
I could be. This is it's a game of poker.
But I'm also thinking.
I've no plans of picking Becky.
This is so hard to decide. Like, I'm just like. But is Becky even the right option? Is that even the good option to pick right now?
She's could the I, biggest star
I,
in the
could
company.
Could I be psyching you out? Yeah, like, she's not going to lose very often. Could I be psyching you out, though? Could I be just, like, trying to get in your head?
Well, who are you picking then? Because I have my pick sorted. That's not Becky, but it's also, like...
Oh, I'm set for this.
You see, I don't know if you are or not. I think you are. I think you've looked way too much into this to not be aware of.
Yeah, but what would I choose to share with you is what you have to think. Why would I choose to be so open about this? What's my motivation?
Lads,
here?
You don't understand.
Because I very much want to win, like.
Right. Men. You see, the thing about the men is there's good options. I have two picks. I haven't picked...
You have two picks now.
Okay, I think... With the AEW men, I have a decision to make, and I feel like if you picking your other AEW men would narrow down my decision making. Does that make sense?
Okay.
My AEW tag team's nailed on, and if you pick it, it's one of three, so fuck you. So I'm choosing AEW. So I have to choose. Alright, so basically, my two picks come from three: WWE men, WWE women, or AEW men. Oh.
So Katie is going to pick the category that you pick after you.
What?
Katie's following our order.
Oh, am I? Yeah. Just subconsciously? Yeah, that's
what
funny.
Have you not picked?
I haven't picked WWE men, either one.
That's a bold move. Fucking hell. Like, that's like...
I'm going to pick that next.
Are you?
Yeah, I haven't got much left.
Ooh, you see, now that does shape me. That, like... But you picked your woman.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, that's a big thing.
I'm not going to pick Becky.
Pick someone.
Yeah, we do need you to pick.
Sorry.
That's the worst thing you could have done to him. Yeah. Put him on the spot.
I am going to pick my WWE man first.
Okay.
Big E.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you. That's why you put me on the spot. I was going to go with my woman and then AEW after that. So
well, you have another pick now.
You had two picks in a row.
Yeah.
Just pick.
Oh my god, I don't know.
Keen, I'm really hungry.
That's not gonna help.
Yeah, starve.
Don't
kill.
Appeal to us like better nature.
See, AEW men, will this lad wrestle every week? You know what I mean? I'm thinking, I'm gonna go with my WWE woman.
We know it's Becky.
No, he has one of three options. And I'm gonna go with Becky Lynch.
Oh, that means I can leave my WWE woman to last. Nice one.
Yeah.
Sweet. Katie, you're
okay.
Up.
Okay, I'm gonna go for my WWE man.
Okay.
I'm gonna go for Finn Balor.
Yeah, that was one of my.
Oh, nice. Like.
Yeah, because he's just on NXT. He's not gonna lose a lot. My worry was that with NXT they don't have everyone on every week, but I think with going 2 hours. He'll be on more frequently.
I still don't think he'd be on as much as the SmackDown or Raw
think
wrestler.
He's going for title contention as well. He could win the NXT title.
Okay.
Oh, so cute. Oh, yeah. No. See, now this ruins the moment for me.
So, yeah, I'm picking Finn Balor for that.
Okay, so I've got two picks. First
I'm
off...
I'm so full of regret.
I am going to go for my AEW tag team.
All right.
A team that I think they're going to be building around. I think teams that I think are going to win a lot. They're going to hold the belts. And they're going to have fun while doing so because they're a private party. That's who I'm going for.
That is so out of left field. I was like, there's three options here for tag teams. And that's not one of them.
I think they're the stars. I think they're the breakout stars.
But are they going to break out in the next 6 months?
Oh, yeah. I think they're winning the tag tournament.
Over the Luchasaurus...
The Jurassic Trio. Express were on it because I wanted to cheer for them, but I don't think they're going to win because I don't think
over the next 6 months.
I don't think they're going to be tag team champions because they don't need it. They're still going to be entertaining.
But do you not think they're going to have their big happy moment?
Yeah, like, but that's one. The baby faces who have their happy moments lose a lot in the build up to that, and then that's why their moment is happy because it's like they did it. They stopped losing and they won.
Yeah, good point. Fuck.
Someone else I'm going to go for. No, actually, I'm not going to go for them because I have my backup if I don't get them. I can leave my WWE women to last. So I have 1, 2, 3, 4.
I've only got three picks left. Grand.
Three picks. So WWE women, WWE man. I'm going to leave them. So an AEW man. Hangman Page.
Wanker. Yeah, that was one of my, see, that wasn't, it wasn't my main pick, but like
I
my head,
I really like him. That's
my, yeah,
thing,
exactly.
Yeah.
My head is like, I know he's going to win loads. They love him to bits, but my heart is like, I just don't want him to win. You know what I mean? Oh no.
Okay, right. Okay, I'm going to go for my WWE man. This one, I'm not sure I have enough knowledge to pick, but it seems solid to me. I'm going to go with Drew Gulak.
Oh.
Because he's always in and around the Cruiserweight title.
Okay.
He gets onto pay-per-views because he's a reliable hand
does
for that
division.
Does the
pre-show count?
Yeah. Televised. It all counts.
But like, does the pre-show count? Oh, would count as pay-per-view.
Yeah. He'll be on WrestleMania weekend. You know, he might get into the Rumble. He's one of the better known 205 Live guys. Mm. He's always in and around the title chase.
Oh, fuck. That might be the best pick so far.
So I'm going to go Drew Gulak.
I don't think it's a good pick. And the reason I don't is because I don't think, but it, like, we're starting this. So this is going out on Friday morning. So will we start it from SmackDown tonight?
Yeah.
All right. So SmackDown tonight, we're starting this from. I think, because we're taping this on Wednesday before NXT.
Oh, that's what... Oh.
Drew Gulak is wrestling Lio Rush for the title on NXT tonight.
Is he?
I don't think he's going to be champion, like, by the time this even starts.
Oh, man, if Lio Rush wins...
Yeah, but he's always in and around the title picture. He's never far from it.
You don't get me. If Lio Rush wins, I will cry. That is so cool.
There you go.
And Katie's draft gets shot off.
Are they going to put on Lio Rush this quickly?
Yes, they will.
They're going to do stuff. I'm so convinced. Well, people know now. People listening know by the time they hear it what happens.
Oh, my
God.
I hope it don't sound stupid. Right.
Okay. Two picks. So are these your last picks? No,
I have three. So my AEW man, AEW women, AEW tag team. Have you chose your AEW? You both chose your AEW women.
Yeah.
So I can leave that to last. AEW tag team. Santana and Ortiz, my boys.
Okay, that's fair.
They'll
do well.
We're thinking Young Bucks and Lucha Bros, but I love them. I want to be able to cheer them fully. You know what I mean? And I think they're decent picks as well. Yeah. So it's a good mix. AEW man. So was MJF? He was nailed on 100%. I was confident in packing MJF. So now that I'm left with three options,
they're on my two too.
Oh fucking hell! I shouldn't be throwing out names. So I don't help you, but like for the listeners' sake, I mean. No, I'm not saying it. You see, again, it's heart or head. You know what I mean?
Well, you're done with AEW men after this.
Yeah.
So, it doesn't matter. What you pick is going to be what you think is the best.
Yeah.
So, you don't want to give... I've chosen both of my AEW men. So, you're not helping me.
Oh, have you, Katie?
So, now...
No, I've won one.
Katie's chosen one, but,
chose?
I chose Cody.
Yes.
But what she gets is your leftovers, what you don't choose. So you can talk us through the two that you're thinking. Do you know what I mean?
But if
she decides to go with that.
My leftover could be someone that's way better than who she would have otherwise picked because she's not even thinking of that leftover.
That's almost guaranteed that it's going to be better than who I
Yeah, so. Right. Oh, fuck. I forgot to write down a name here. Oh, well, just fuck it. I'll just say it. For the sake of the listener, my three I have written in front of me are Guevara, Janela and Moxley.
Oh,
those are the
risky ones.
I only had one of them on my list, so
Moxley.
Yeah.
I'm thinking shout out to Nicola, maybe. But is Moxley? I don't see Moxley wrestling every week.
No,
and I don't see him. But
it's risky. But he'll win a lot.
Has he lost in AEW?
He hasn't wrestled in AEW.
Oh, well, now you're really swaying me. Like Joey Janela, he'll lose a lot.
Yeah.
Darby Allin, they seem to be proper into. Mm. He's got a number one contenders match, doesn't he?
He was thinking about.
Because, I mean, he drew with Cody. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then who's he facing? Jimmy Havoc?
Yes.
I think Jimmy Havoc could lose as well. This is a hard one. There's a lot to this. Oh, man. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for dragging this out. It's just so hard.
You're good.
I'm going to rule out Guevara. I'm going to rule out Janela. And even though I don't have Darby Allin written down, it's now between Darby Allin and Moxley. I'm not going to go with Omega. I'm not going to go with... Hang on a minute.
Omega's going to win the belt at some stage. But is it going to be within the next 6 months?
Kenny Omega's real name is Tyson. Sorry.
Yeah. His real name is almost cooler than his actual...
Tyson Smith. That's a deadly name.
Well, Smith, no.
No, Smith's bollocks. But
Tyson Omega.
Nah, you're not Kenny's better. Now that you think about it. But what was I going to say a second ago? Could I pick a singles wrestler from a tag team who wins tag team matches?
Pentagon?
oh shit, wasn't even thinking. Good choice, Rick.
I thought about it.
Oh fucking hell. So I could do that.
You could in theory.
I could choose Mr. or Mr. Book.
You could.
Wait, have you picked your tag teams?
No.
So that rules out a tag team too. You see what I mean? There's a lot to this. It's very technical.
You're already going to win a lot.
I'm looking up the AEW roster really quick. I'm so sorry. List of All Elite Wrestling Personnel. Wikipedia, you're my best friend. Angelico, no. Brandon Cutler, shit, Daniel Burns. Jericho, no. There's a lot of names on here. Yeah, Darby Allin jumps out at me. Jake Hager. See, I think he's going to win a lot at the start, but I think he'll be a muscle for most of it. I think he's going to be like accompanying people. I think he might be... He'll probably be in tag team matches and... Do you see them putting like the title on Jake Hager?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. He was their big thing at the... Keep in mind as well that they build him as like Bellator 2-0. So they see him as like a crossover star. That's not a big deal to us, but that's a big deal to them. Because they're still trying to get their foot in the door kind of way.
I'm going to say no to him though. That's right. Good logic. Jimmy Havoc, I'm going to rule out. It's sad. I thought about him. For thinking... Jonathan Good, it says here. That's John Moxie. I know his real name because I'm pals with him. So, John Moxie.
Old JG.
I'm going to rule out Kip Sabian. He won't be on it every week.
No.
Marco Stunt, no.
See, this is the thing. We don't know who will be on it every week. We've no feel for what AEW Dynamite's going to be like in terms of who's going to wrestle. Are there going to be people that are on
it? Hang on a fucking minute. Are we counting AEW Dark?
I guess so, yeah.
Televised.
But it's not televised.
It's YouTube-vised.
Oh, it'd be way better if you didn't count that. But that's just my opinion, you know.
Keith, you let us know. You're the
boss. I personally... kind of let us know afterwards. You know what I mean? Like, this is a huge part of the decision-making. Because Kip Sabian's going to be on Dark.
Right,
you know
we'll go Dynamite then.
Yeah, just Dynamite?
Dynamite, yeah.
Because it's on TV, yeah.
Because, we're not going to count main event for WWE.
Thank you. Cool. Perfect. So then we can rule out like the librarian. I'm going to rule out Sean Spears. Fuck Sean Spears, man.
I thought about Sean Spears. Like, he was on my list of six.
So the tag teams have opened up. I'm sorry, the tag teams have opened up a huge thing now. I picked Pentagon over Phoenix. That narrows it down. Pentagon, one of the Young Bucks, Moxley or Darby Allin.
Who's going to win titles? Is a big one.
Surely Moxley win a title. Surely. He's a big name. Like.
Yeah, but you build that up. You don't do that. Like,
they are building it up, though. They're already kind of built it up.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know what? For a laugh, will we just go with Moxley?
Annoy Katie.
Oh, yeah, that was your pick? Ooh, you see, well, now I've helped her with the tag team thing. I am going to go with Moxley. Okay. That's so reluctant. That's so hard. I'm going with Moxley.
Okay, right.
This is so,
I guess I have to pick my AEW man.
Well, no, because you're last to pick it, aren't you? Or, Rick, have you picked your two men?
Or I have to do my tag team. I'm stuck on AEW. I'm going to be honest. I don't really know a lot about AEW tag teams.
Well, I'm not helping you, so.
I didn't ask you to.
Yeah, but you need it, though. Don't lie.
So this one, I'm just going to pick the tag team I like. Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus.
Solid.
Locked in.
I just like them.
Locked in. All right, fair enough. So you locked that in. Good.
Yeah, I've no reasoning.
So is it Rick's turn to pick now?
We all picked. Yeah, we've
okay,
all picked.
Okay, cool. That was the dumbest pick ever. That was a proper dumb pick.
Really?
Yeah, but it's locked in now.
Are they not going to be on telly a lot?
They're going to be.
People really like them.
They're not winning though.
Yeah, but they'll be on telly. It's a solid 5 points every time they are.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. I forgot about that rule. Yeah, but they don't win though.
Yeah, but they might win.
Actually, random one. The tag team with the best, because I looked up win loss records and all for this.
Oh Jesus!
The tag team with the best win loss record in AEW. Who do you think it is?
Well, it could be them.
It's SCU.
Yeah. But I don't think that's gonna last.
No, I don't think so either. But it's an interesting one. I looked up. So I've got two left. These are my last picks. I looked up win loss records. Like I said,
I think SCU are gonna win it now. Fuck.
There's two people. You picked both your men. Katie, you still have a WWE man to pick, don't you?
No, I have an AEW man to pick.
Who's your... Oh, Drew Gulak. Right, so I can give you my two that I was torn between. The person with the best win-loss record in WWE today, and in terms of like the amount of matches they wrestle as well, the most amount of matches, like so every week on Raw, I've done the research. It's right here. Ricochet.
Yeah, that was one of my alternates.
He is on everything. If there's a SmackDown, a big Raw or SmackDown, they want to showcase the world, they'll put Ricochet on there because he can do cool flips. He's going to win belts. He's going to contend. He's going to be there or thereabouts. If you guys picked Ricochet, my pick that I was bragging about that you guys would not have off the air, we're having a lot of banter, and I'm like, you're not going to get my pick. My backup pick there was someone who also is on TV regularly and has a great win-loss record, Baron Corbin.
Yeah, I was thinking of him. Are we all done WWE men?
WWE men are done.
So we're all done, all three of us. Mm-hmm. I was thinking Andrade, I was thinking Ali, I was thinking Styles, I was thinking Braun. Who else are you thinking?
All of them.
Andrade,
because he's not on TV every week.
Is he not?
AJ was one I was looking at.
I had AJ as well.
I'm so full of regret picking Big E. I think that was a really bad move.
Honestly, I think it was. Now, New Day, if they have a run, then it's an interesting one.
If they get the tag titles back.
Yeah, it counts.
That's still a title
Or if
match.
There's a turn.
I'm
thinking more Big E comes back after Brock for revenge, is what I was thinking. Because I really want that to happen. I think it could happen.
Right. My last pick is WWE Women. You guys are both picked, so I can talk you through my thought process.
Okay, cool.
Shayna Baszler wins a lot.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's her. I'm not saying that's who I'm going
with. We're both from NXT.
Shayna Baszler wins a lot. And she's going to get called up. Like, we don't know when. She could get called up. She could stay for a while.
Are there still call-ups?
Yeah, this is the thing. She could get brought up or she could stay for a while. She doesn't wrestle every week, so I'm nervous. NXT, you don't wrestle every week anyway, necessarily. So I'm nervous with her. So who I'm going with is the woman with the best win and loss record in WWE, taking into account the amount of matches she wrestles. I'm going with Bayley. True story. Best win-loss record. Bayley doesn't lose unless it's like a big match.
So that's locked in?
Bayley wins all the time.
That's locked in?
Yeah.
You picked your woman?
Yeah.
I picked my woman. So I was going to go Io Shirai. Io Shirai and Shayna were my two that I was thinking. Them two are Becky. So we've all gone with a horsewoman. Interesting.
Obviously,
Paige had the Kabuki Warriors as well, which takes out like kind of a big pick
Asuka
as well.
Asuka was my second pick for woman.
Yes.
Yeah, Asuka was
so was mine.
Yeah. All right. But I do like that as your tag team pick. That's a light division. They're going to dominate it for a while. Yeah. So I like that more the more I think about it.
I don't like my picks, man. Now that the more I think of it, I'm like, I fucked this up. This is like when I get, at the start of fantasy football, I'm like, I really like Ireland. I'm going to put Jeff Hendrick in my team. And then he doesn't start. I'm like, oh.
So I get to pick my AEW man now.
AEW man.
Okay, so now I'm having a quick look at their win-loss record. And Cody has the best win-loss record in AEW.
Yeah, for now, like.
But
I think win-loss record is a horrible thing to look at now for AEW. For WWE, I get it. Yeah. But for AEW, I think that's a bad idea.
I just needed to remind the roster, and I was just interested in it anyway.
Yeah.
There's only a handful of people who've wrestled on every show, and Luchasaurus and Jungle Boy are two of them. So, like, that might be okay. I'm going to get solid points
on. They are on TV. I'll admit, I forgot the TV pick. You know, the way it's like, even if they lose, they're there.
But what I'm going to do is someone who has been on a lot of shows and has a good win-loss record of 75%. I'm going to go Christopher Daniels.
Oh.
Do you think he's going to be there every week? Oh, no, but the tag team as well. Oh,
he's solid. He is going to be there every week. And if he's doing tag team stuff.
And he's always Christopher Daniels, no matter what iteration of SCU they go with, Christopher Daniels is always in it. Unless he's wrestling a singles match. That's actually a sneaky good pick.
Will I try out what my other WWE tag... Wait, no. What, have you picked your tag teams in WWE?
You're the last pick.
You're the last.
Oh, so you've all picked everything?
Yeah. Everything's picked.
Arches of Pain was my little out-of-the-box like, I know they're not, but like, when they're back, they're going to be winning every time. Who's going to beat them?
Yeah.
But then my heart could not turn away Rowan. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I get it.
And it is a solid pick too.
Sometimes you have to have fantasy players in your team who you just want to support.
Yeah, because I mean, it ruins wrestling for me if I can't like cheer on.
Oh yeah, I wanted to pick The Miz, but he doesn't wrestle anymore. He just hosts like
talk shows. Yeah,
that's smart. Actually, if you picked The Miz, that'd been really funny. So my last pick is what, AEW Woman. Sorry,
you have an open goal, so you can just chat freely.
I assume we've no questions to answer on this week's Low
Blow.
No, I'm really sorry.
No, we've got a bumper edition next week, though.
It's gonna be a fucking. That's gonna be thick.
Never use that word.
Thick
again.
With two C's. Thick ass Low Blows. I am gonna go. All right. So the three I have, do you know what? Why even bother writing them down? The women's division's thin. So it's Nyla Rose, Britt Baker, and Penelope Ford. They're the three that I have written down.
Ugh.
Who would you pick?
I know, but that's the, yeah.
Oh, I get you mean, like, there's
not a great option, like.
I think they have big plans for Britt Baker.
Yeah, they do.
I think Penelope Ford is a wild card, but I don't think I should, like, if my heart isn't there, if my heart's not like, I really want to see Penelope Ford win.
No.
I'm neutral on her. She seems kind of cool, but I don't think she's going to be the major players, at least not from the start, you know what I mean?
She's like someone that a year from now could win a belt.
Not within the
next few months.
Nyla Rose, they're going to do something with.
She's going to win a lot.
I feel like I think last week was the time for her to win the title. If they weren't going to do it then, they were going to wait a while. You know what I mean?
Do you think that she's going to be that kind of, like, say, dominant person then that wins every week, like in squash matches and so on, like a Braun Strowman type? Or do you think that she's just going to disappear off TV until they're ready to use her and she just goes on dark for a while? Like, it's a tough one because we don't know with AEW yet.
Oh, that is a tough one. This is a really, really hard one. So actually, all right, no, do you know what? Fuck, I'm going to look at the roster. That's cool with you.
For me, I'm not even playing mind games now because I'm really happy with my picks. But, like, for me, I go Britt because I'm like, she's the 100% guarantee they're pushing her.
I'm leaning that way. Ali, I'm ruling out. Awesome Kong, I'd love to bits, but it says here she's like
she's
a production.
A coach, isn't she?
Yeah, coach, agent, whatever. So I'm ruling her out. B Priestly, no. Brandi Rhodes, no. I don't want to see it. So like, Sadie Gibbs, no.
Sadie
Gibbs. Yeah, I'm going to say no to that. Rio.
Sadie Velasquez was Sadie.
Sadie, I'm going to keep saying Sadie. It's spelled like Sadie.
Her name is Sadie.
Well, it's wrong.
It's a really common name, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know any Sadie. Don't sit there and look at me like you know Sadie's.
I have an auntie Sadie.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
My uncle and auntie's dog is named Sadie Bassett.
It's not a real name. Right.
Sadie Gibbs.
Rio was my pick. Leva Bates. I love the bits, but no, I can't. So literally it's Britt Baker, Nyla Rose. Oh, you picked Hikaru. That's who it was.
What? I picked
Hikaru.
Oh yeah, Sheena, yeah.
And who did you pick again? Oh, Rio. Fuck you. I hate you actually
Rio.
So much. Okay, so we're down to two. It's Nyla or Britt Baker. I am gonna go with, you see, if I pick Britt Baker, it gives me a reason to give a shit about Britt Baker. Do you know what I mean? Mm. It kinda enhances my experience a bit. And I think she'll probably win a few. Like, I doubt she's a heel, yeah?
Britt Baker.
Yeah. I just know she's a dentist.
She's their baby face.
Well, then she'll lose a lot, won't she? No, but Rio's...
No, they have to build her up.
But then Rio's like... Oh, they do have to build her up. That's a good point.
Do you know what he's saying? I know he's taking this draft really seriously because he hasn't keen-fabed anything in this.
Yeah.
That's how I know you're taking this super seriously.
That's a true weird one, yeah. I don't... Yeah. Oh, fuck it. That's a mind fuck. Oh my god, my head's telling me Nyla, but I really want to go with Britt Baker, so I'm going to very reluctantly go with... But you told me to go with Britt Baker.
I wasn't playing
mind games.
You told
me to go with Baker, and you want me to lose.
He doesn't write AEW.
Yeah, I don't have a fucking clue.
But he could think that like Nyla's going to do well, and he could be right.
Like, you even spoke out my logic for why I think you'd vote Britt over Nyla.
I'm going to go with Britt, fuck it. I'm going to go with Britt.
Ah, you were the dentist, you sap! No, I was
okay, yeah. Oh, man.
There
so,
we have it.
So what are the final teams then?
The final teams, Corbin Keane, you have Roman Reigns, Harper and Rowan, Pac, Big E. That looks shit.
Wait, hang on a minute. Wait, go by like brand, because that's kind of fucking my head a bit, if you can.
Your WWE men are Roman Reigns and Big E. Your WWE tag team are Harper and Rowan. Your WWE woman is Becky Lynch. Your AEW men are Pac and Moxley. Your AEW tag team is Santina Ortiz. And your AEW woman is Britt Baker.
I think my AEW ones are solid. My WWE ones are a bit ropey. Becky Lynch, I'm nervous about. Big E, it could be. It's hit or miss. You don't know. Like, it could. It's either going to be the best pick of the lot or the worst pick of the lot. And I don't know which.
I definitely don't think it's the best.
but think like a few weeks from now. You know what I mean? Like, I know, like, right now New Day aren't on a high, but like, they're gonna do something with them. You know what I mean? Like,
they will get used. They'll be on TV.
Or they've been used a lot, and they're gonna give them a break.
Don't you dare. Don't you.
Kofi's probably gonna disappear for a while.
Fuck off. No, yeah, but they wouldn't get rid of the whole. Fuck off.
Would
no.
they not?
Not on Wednesday. No, stop. Stop saying that. Stop.
We'll
stop.
Find out. We'll find out. And this and will set not, the tone now for
this
the
this is
next
the part of the draft I like.
If he's not, if he's not on next week, I'm going to try to do a transfer or whatever if we can. I think one transfer a week, obviously we'll have to consult Keith, but I think one transfer a week, and if you don't use it.
That feels like cheating.
But we have to negotiate. We have to negotiate, like, who gets what, like, first pick. Because you can only pick one person. You can't just draft anyone into your thing. So you can't just turn around and say, oh, I want Brock Lesnar. You know what I mean? It's like, what if both of us want Brock Lesnar per week?
I think it goes based on,
like, and we have to do it on Oslo Blows. I think it goes based on, like, so you the last pick. So then it's Katie, me, you. And then it goes in snake order that way. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
So first pick, Katie, you get first pick of transfer. If you want to keep your team, you're grand. Then we move it that way. Katie, your team, Finn Balor, Drew Gulak for the men, Charlotte for the WWE women, the Kabuki Warriors for the tag team. You've got Cody and Christopher Daniels for the AEW men, Jurassic Express for the tag team, and Hikaru Shida for the women. For me, it is Kevin Owens and Ricochet for the WWE men, Viking Raiders for the tag team, and Bailey for the women. For AEW, it's MJF and Hangman. Private Party for the tag team, and Rio for the women. I think it's a nice even draw.
This is an interesting one. Yeah. And like the
there's
transfers,
no clear winner.
The transfers make it even more interesting as well. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like just the thought of like, or, oh man, I'm loving this. I'm actually loving this.
We'll continue this on both shows.
Send me a screenshot. Yeah, I'm going to be watching wrestling very closely now.
Yeah, we'll continue this. Yeah. But I think we got to go home.
I'm so sorry again. I'm sorry because I know most people listening probably want to hear the questions, but. This is really fun.
It's entertaining for the listeners.
Yeah, probably it was. It might have been hard to keep track again. Sorry.
Send us your picks, who you would have picked in
no,
these categories.
Don't hijack my show. send us your picks.
Do you know what we'll do? We'll put out the rules, so if you want to do this with your mates, because you can't do this with like 1,000 people, but if you get a group of like 4 or 5 people.
No, do you know what we should do? Put everyone's teams in a Twitter poll and get people to vote on who has the best team.
Yeah.
Vote Katie.
Oh, shit, she's going to win. She's the most famous.
Yeah, but team shit.
Oh, she just
my team's not shit.
She retweets it once and she gets 70% of the vote.
You laughed at me for Big E. She chose Drew Gulak. He was going to get his head.
You won't have the belt.
By the time they're listening to this, Leo Rush has already kicked his head in.
I think it's a solid pick. I think I'll be proved right on this.
We'll find out as we go, I guess.
This is going to be mad. Oh, I was the one who signs out. It's my show. I was looking at Rick. I was like, so you're going to take a fight to the people? No? All right. Katie's team's going to get absolutely smacked around. Thanks for listening. Send us in your picks. I'm genuinely curious. Preferably, I also want to see, like, excluding who we chose, who would you choose now? You know what I mean?
Mistakes did we make?
Yeah. If you were to adjust any of our teams, just let us know. I'm really curious. Anyway, thank you for listening. Bye.